KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, is being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Starting off, taking a look at high school sports here for you from last night. There were some baseball and softball games around the region, and high school baseball play, it was Atlantic picking up an extra inning win with a 3-2 victory over Kemper Catholic in 10 innings of play, as Gunnar Kirchhoff had the walk-off hit to bring in Nile Peterson to pick up the win there for the Trojans. Other high school action, AHSTW, an 8-1 win over Sydney. Bedford was a 13-1 winner over Lennox. Carlisle, 6-3 over ADM. It was Central Decatur, a 15-2 win over East Union. In five innings of play, Dowling Catholic picked up an 8-3 win over Abraham Lincoln of Council Bluffs. Exira EHK, a 5-4 win over Panorama. Harlan, an 8-7 win over Des Moines Roosevelt. Lamoni, 19-4 over Orient Maxburg. That was a continuation of a game that was played originally started on the 3rd of July. Lewis Central picked up a couple of victories over Creston, 9-1 in Game 1, and that clinched the outright Hawkeye 10 Conference title there for Lewis Central with that victory. Also, Lewis Central then won the second game, 10-7 there over Creston. Marnesdale St. Mary's will clinch the Pride of Iowa Conference Championship with a 4-3 win over Southeast Warren. Mount Air was a 3-2 winner over Nottoway Valley in 11 innings of play. Ogden beat Coon Rapids Bayard 4-3. Shenandoah 12-1 over Fremont Mills. Tri-Center a 5-3 win over Cam. West Branch 19-9 over Trainer. And Westwood was a 10-3 winner over Logan Magnolia. Moving on then to high school softball, Atlantic picking up a 12-0 shutout win over Thomas Jefferson. ACGC a 14-4 winner over West Harrison. ADM picked up a couple of wins in tournament play, 3-0 over Urbandale and 8-2 over Gilbert. Ankeny Centennial a 6-0 win over Winterset. It was Glidden Ralston an 8-7 win over Cam in Game 1, and then Cam won Game 2, 15-3. Carroll a 4-1 winner over Glenwood. Central Decatur beat East Union 10-1. Dallas Center Grimes over Abraham Lincoln 3-1. Harlan 2-1 over Trainer. Lennox a 4-1 winner over Bedford. It was Mount Air a 10-1 win over Nottoway Valley. North Mahaska beat Thomas Jefferson 3-1. Panorama a 6-5 win over Exira EHK. It was Perry 4-1 over Coon Rapids Bayard. Southeast Warren beat Marnesdale St. Mary's 13-12. West Lyon 6-2 over Westwood. West Monona 10-0 over Missouri Valley. And Winterset was a 9-1 winner over Southeast Valley. That's a look at your high school softball scoreboard there from last night. Moving on, Major League Baseball, game we had for you laid out on the West Coast. On a night when he came within a double of hitting for the cycle, Dexter Fowler was more impressed with two defensive plays he made in center field than anything he did at the plate. It's easy to see why, considering what the rest of the Cardinals lineup did. Fowler, Jose Martinez, and Paul Goldschmidt all homered. Tommy Edman tripled in the go-ahead run in the fourth inning, and the Cardinals beat the Giants 9-4. And the 33-year-old Fowler had spent most of his time in right field this season, but is likely to see more time in center now that Martinez is a mainstay in the lineup. Fowler's two running catches in the deepest parts of Oracle Park, including one to take away a hit from Mike Yastrzemski in the fourth, certainly helped, as did homering for the second straight day. Colton Wong had three hits and two RBIs to help the Cardinals win their third straight and keep pace with Milwaukee in the crowded NL Central. Matt Wieters added two hits and an RBI and a rare start in place of catcher Yadier Molina. Buster Posey had two hits, and Alex Dickerson homered for San Francisco, which had its four-game winning streak stopped. The Giants scored at least seven runs in each of the four previous wins, but were held to one over the final six innings by the Cardinals. Martinez hit a solo homer off of starter Drew Pomeranz in the first. DeYoung followed with a single before Goldschmidt hit his 15th, a two-run blast to deep center that traveled an estimated 449 feet. San Francisco came back within two runs in the bottom of the first, but then tied it on Dickerson's solo home run leading off the third. Edmonds' triple in the fourth drove in Wong and put St. Louis ahead to stay. It's the third consecutive game the Cardinals rookie has driven in the deciding run. And up next, Madison Bumgarner starts for the Giants here today. The big lefty needs one strikeout to move past Tim Lincecum into second place on the team's all-time list in the San Francisco era. The Cardinals counter with right-hander Miles Michaelis. Michaelis won his only career start against the Giants last season. We'll have that game for you coming up here tonight on the radio. That'll be an 8:20 pregame start time for you here on the Cardinals radio network. Also, in other Major League Baseball notes, the Nationals scored twice in the ninth before losing for just the second time in 10 games, 7-4 to Kansas City. Alberto Mondesi hit the go-ahead single in the 11th inning as the Royals ended a four-game skid. The Nats left 19 men on base, including the bases loaded in the 6th, 7th, and 10th innings. In other action yesterday in American League play, it was Baltimore 4-1 over Toronto, Boston a 9-6 win over Detroit. Yankees beat Tampa Bay 8-4 in 11 innings of play. It was the Angels 5-4 over Houston, Minnesota 15-6 over Texas, and Oakland a 5-2 win over Seattle. In the National League, it was Milwaukee 7-6 over Pittsburgh in 10 innings of play, Philadelphia 7-2 over the Mets, Atlanta 1-0 over Miami, Arizona was an 8-0 winner over Colorado, San Diego beat the Dodgers 3-2, and St. Louis, as we mentioned, 9-4 over San Francisco. In Pacific Coast League baseball, it was Omaha 9-2 over Nashville, and the I-Cubs picked up a 9-8 win over Memphis. Those teams play again here today as Omaha plays host to Nashville 7:05 tonight, and I-Cubs at home at Principal Park to take on Memphis at 7:08 here this evening. Those teams will play once again on Sunday afternoon as well. Moving on from baseball to some basketball notes, the LA Clippers have made a huge decision that meant Kawhi Leonard could finally make his. The Clippers will be landing Leonard as a free agent after they acquire Paul George from the Oklahoma City Thunder in a massive trade for players and draft picks. George will be traded for at least four first-round picks, according to the person who spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity early Saturday, because none of the moves have been finalized. And Leonard made his decision to sign with the Clippers after the team swung the deal to land George. ESPN, which first reported the trade, also said the Thunder were getting Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Danilo Gallinari from the Clippers. And Leonard is going to the Clippers means that for the first time, a reigning NBA Finals MVP will be changing teams before the following season. Leonard was also being pursued by the LA Lakers and the Toronto Raptors, the team he led to last season's NBA title. The most the Clippers can offer Leonard is $142 million over 4 years, which is the deal he is expected to sign. Players can sign with new teams as early as noon Eastern on Saturday. And Gallinari tweeted that he is a new adventure in OKC. Leonard is entering his ninth NBA season, a three-time All-Star, two-time champion, and one of only three players in league history to win the NBA Finals MVP award in multiple franchises. Notoriously a man of few words, at least publicly, Leonard is generally considered to be the best two-way player in the NBA, dominant on the offensive end, airtight on the defensive end. His game-winning four-bounce off-the-rim jumper to beat the buzzer in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference semifinals against Philadelphia was perhaps the signature moment of the past season's playoffs, and he just turned 28 last week, still very much in his prime. So, too, is George. He's 29 years old. He's owed roughly $105 million for the next three seasons, spent the last 2 years alongside Russell Westbrook in Oklahoma City. He averaged a career-best 28 points last year while dealing with shoulder issues that required surgery, and the Thunder couldn't get out of the first round of either of those seasons. He was a finalist for both NBA MVP and Defensive Player of the Year last year, where he led the league with two steals per contest. And also in other sporting notes, at Wimbledon, Coco Gauff will be spending the weekend in London. The 15-year-old American has continued her stunning run at Wimbledon, advancing to the fourth round with a 3-6, 7-6, 7-5 victory over Polona Hercog of Slovenia. The youngest Wimbledon women's single player since the Open era was able to fight off match points and stay alive in her first-ever Grand Slam tournament. Gauff opened the tournament with straight sets win over seven-time Grand Slam champ Venus Williams before ousting Magdalena Rybakova. Wimbledon officials are loving the story and have given Gauff ample opportunity to showcase her talents, putting her on the number one court for the first two matches before moving her to center court on Friday. The other feel-good story in U.S. tennis has ended. Unseeded Danielle Collins followed her stunning win over number 12 Anastasia Sevastova by falling to number 24 Petra Martic of 6-4, 3-6, 6-4. And 7-seeded Simona Halep had a surprisingly easing time against two-time Australian Open champ Victoria Azarenka, 6-3, 6-1. Other winners on the women's side included 3rd-seed Carolina Pliskova and number 8-seed Elena Svitolina. Number 14 Caroline Wozniacki was beaten by Shuai Zhang in straight sets. Over in the men's bracket, where 2018 runner-up Kevin Anderson was knocked out in the third round by Guido Pella, 6-4, 6-3, 7-6. Top seed Novak Djokovic dropped a second set tiebreak to Hubert Hurkacz before winning in four. Number 10 Milos Raonic also advanced to the fourth round, but 10-seeded Karen Khachanov fell to Roberto Bautista Agut, and number 11 Daniil Medvedev was beaten by number 21 David Goffin. And in golf, Bryson DeChambeau sizzled at TPC Twin Cities to take a two-shot lead at the midway mark of the PGA's 3M Open. DeChambeau carded 9 birdies and a career-low 62 that leaves him 14 under through 36 holes. He sank 4 putts from 20 feet plus, including the number 7 and number 8 holes during a commanding surge on the second 9. Adam Hadwin arrived in the clubhouse in second place at 12 under after 5 birdies and a steely performance on the back 9 amid an on-and-off drizzle during the afternoon. First-round leader Scott Piercy is part of a 4-way try for third with Sam Burns, Brian Harman, and Sam Saunders at 10 under. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.